Hi guys, so today I am gonna be talking about isotopes. So we all have come across the word radioactivity, where somewhere or the other. So do you know an isotope forms the basis of radioactivity? Many times terms like nuclear energy, nuclear reactor, nuclear weapons have popped up in news, textbook, movies. So we have read stories, like I've said, watched movies about superheroes born out of some sort of radiation exposure. So what is radioactivity and how it is associated with isotopes? Radioactivity is one of the properties of atoms. Every radioactive atom will have an unstoppable nucleus. Thus, it has a tendency to release subatomic particles to obtain stability, thereby, releasing radiation or energy in the process. So elements or atoms are, let's say, present both in radioactive and non-radioactive variety. So the number of neutrons in both the varieties will be different. These different varieties of the same element are termed isotopes. So I want you guys to listen carefully and well on this segment, so as much to find more about isotope. Now, isotopes, elements with the same atomic number but a different mass number are defined as isotopes. So the number of protons and neutrons combined together is called atomic mass, or mass number of an element. So whereas the total number of protons give the atomic number of an element, in a certain element the number of protons will also always remain constant. However, the number of neutrons can change. The number of neutrons varies, but the number of protons remains and always remains same in an isotope of a single element. Thus, the definition elements with the same atomic number but a different atomic mass or mass number. So, for example, hydrogen. Hydrogen has three most stable isotopic forms: protonium, deuterium, as well as tritium. So all the three isotopic form of hydrogen have the same number of protons but vary in the number of neutrons. So the number of protons in protium is zero. The number of neutron in deuterium is one, and the number of neutron in tritium is 2. So you see there is differentiation. Now, carbon has three isotopic forms: carbon-12, carbon-13, as well as carbon-14. The numbers 12, 13, and 14 represent the atomic masses of different isotopic forms of carbon. As discussed, atomic number is the unique property but by which we can determine the element. Therefore, the atomic number 6 of carbon in all the forms is constant. Carbon-12 is a stable isotope of the carbon element, as well as carbon-14 is a radioactive isotope. So, examples of isotope. Isotopic form of oxygen: oxygen-16, oxygen-17, oxygen-18. Isotopic form of uranium: so U-235 and U-238. chlorine, you know, its atomic number is 35. Sorry, its isotope is chlorine 35, chlorine 37. So isotopic form of fluorine is fluorine 17, fluorine 18, and fluorine 19. Of hydrogen, hydrogen 1, hydrogen 2, and hydrogen 3. Of carbon, as I've said before, carbon 12, carbon 13, carbon 14. So, with this being said, I would end my segment on this topic here, and I will catch you guys on my next one.